It's Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep. As of yesterday morning, millions of people have no excuse for getting completely lost. They got GPS navigation devices for Christmas. That was one of this year's hottest gifts. 2007 is the year when global positioning has finally gone mainstream. It is everywhere. It's in cars. It's in cell phones. It's strapped under the arms of joggers. And it's even changing how people understand geography, for better or maybe for worse. NPR's Dan Charles explains.
At the Best Buy store on Wisconsin Avenue in Washington, D.C., the GPS devices are flying off the shelves.
Everybody's buying them. Everybody.
That's Kyle Butler Myers. He sells these products. And Emily Teeter wants to buy one.
My brother has one as well, and we just got my dad one, so it just seems to be the theme this Christmas.
The new device that everybody's got to have.
I know. It is. It's like the iPod last year, right?
The people who are lining up to get their hands on satellite navigation do not seem to be gadget groupies. Beverly Galaresi, for instance.
I am not a gizmo gal. Sorry. No.
But this, what you figure, is useful.
Absolutely. Yeah. It's been useful in rental cars.
According to a spokesman from the company Avis, 10% of all rental cars now leave the lot with a GPS device on board, twice as many as a year ago.
Continue 0.4 miles, then turn right on Arch Street.
As asking directions gives way to listening to robots, some scientists are wondering whether GPS will change the way people see or understand the world around them. Holly Taylor, a psychologist at Tufts University, says if you love maps already, GPS opens up new ways to explore. You can do things like use the device to record the path you took while biking or hiking. And you can lay that path out on a map or a computer program like Google Earth.
And get that insight of, oh, I was really close to, you know, this vista while I was hiking. Next time I go on that same hike, I'm going to know I can take off on this smaller trail for another 200 yards and get this beautiful view.
People who have trouble with directions, on the other hand, seem to use GPS as a technological crutch. It's a way to avoid learning.
Now they don't have to figure out how to get around because they can just program in the addresses into their GPS.
But even for the directionally challenged, GPS can reveal hidden features of the landscape. At least that's what Jim Carrier believes. He founded a small company called IntelliTours.
I like to drive and listen to things. I think that's one of the American hobbies. And it occurred to me a long time ago that as I drive along, I'd like to know what I'm seeing as I pass.
IntelliTours is creating a location-activated soundtrack for portions of the interstate highway system. You'd load it into your GPS navigation device, and then, let's say you're driving south through Virginia on I-95. Just as you reach the outskirts of Richmond, your GPS device will come alive.
On to Richmond was the Union battle cry early in the Civil War.
It's a little bit like the audio tours you can rent in museums, except that this museum is as big as the country, and you never have to leave.
6 days later, at nearby Appomattox Courthouse, Lee surrendered his Army of Northern Virginia.
And hopefully, people will be drawn into the story, and as they drive by Richmond at 80 miles an hour, they will come away with a richer sense of the history there.
This kind of thing is likely to become a lot more common. GPS devices will become your guide to the world, to restaurants, hospitals, and real estate listings. Actually, though, they can only guide you to things that are stored in their digital map of the world. And Carrier says he worries a little bit about how that map will be created. Businesses may buy their right to a listing on the map, but lots of places could remain invisible. Dan Charles, NPR News, Washington.